A recent report claiming there are enough qualified Americans to work in the tech industry without expanding current work visa programs has drawn criticism, the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports.
The Economic Policy Institute's study released on Wednesday says arguments for increasing the number of tech industry visas are based on anecdotal evidence. The EPI study found there are enough people trained in science, technology, engineering, and math already in the U.S., but those graduates are being displaced by lower-paid guest workers. But the tech industry has come out and said the report is flawed. Jeffrey Godfrey is a spokesman for the Association for Competitive Technology, a trade organization representing the mobile phone app industry. He says that while there will be an estimated 120,000 tech jobs available each year by the end of the decade, only 40,000 college students will be graduating with an appropriate degree.
To claim that the tech companies that are making the case that they that are explaining that they really need to hire more workers, that we need more people educated in STEM education fields, is somehow, you know, a fiction, is ludicrous.
Godfrey says the worker shortage comes from a lack of emphasis on STEM education in middle and high schools, and that discourages students from studying those fields at the college level. He also says much of the data collected for EPI's study is from the height of the recession in 2008 and doesn't include the mobile app industry, which didn't take off until then. I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.